they were the big at that time, were the sort of biggest supplier of equipment for laboratories and research establishments, everything from a test tube to a weighing machine or whatever. Because I the rest of the time, when I went out to these various areas, I was obviously living in a hotel, and I was training engineers and training apprentices and all that sort of thing. It was very interesting, but it wasn't Elizabeth's dad. I spent hours talking to him in MRC. I didn't know who it was until the funeral, and I saw the picture on the front. I thought, I know him. We all had cars, and they sent us a load of work to do, and they were on the phone when there was a breakdown in Lowestoft or wherever it happens to be, and I used to go out and fix it. Oh, and okay. And I was doing that. I had to go to Switzerland, to Stäfa on Lake Zurich. I went out there for 3.5 months training, which was very interesting. Mr. Mettler, it was in Mettler Balances. And Mr. Mettler, her Mettler rather, he obviously seen what my background was, and he came round to have a word with me. I thought, what do you want to speak to me about? And he was most interested in what I did, and I talked about balances and scales. He said, well, where do you draw the line between a balance and a scale? I said, well, a balance is something that works to decimal places of a gram, where a scale is a bit rough, if you like, rough and ready to the nearest ounce or something, depending on what it is. So anyway, I trained over there, and then I came back and I worked this area, big area. And then within 18 months, 2 years of coming back, I was out in Switzerland again to train on, the electronics were coming in fast out there, and I got the electronic background from the forces, and from Avery's, of course, because I'd done all that. And so the forces 2 years was time well spent, changing from mechanical to electronic. I mean, originally some of the mechanical ones, they just had electronics put on to drive the rest of the equipment. Then, of course, it became with deep pits, probably 5 or 6 foot deep, with a plate on it and the levers inside with knife edges underneath, which you had to take out once. British Sugar, they used to wear a weighbridge out in about 3 or 4 months, and we had to strip it all out and rebuild it and so resubmit it to the weights and measures. All of these 8 factories all around there, we had to do that every year, every summer. So that was all interesting stuff. Mm.